Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, Wherever We May Be.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When he entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, My brothers, although I had done nothing against our people or our ancestral customs, I was handed over to the Romans as a prisoner from Jerusalem. After trying my case, the Romans wanted to release me because they found nothing against me deserving the death penalty. But when the Jews objected, I was obliged to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no accusation to make against my own nation. This is the reason, then, I have requested to see you and to speak with you, for it is on account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains. He remained for 2 full years in his lodgings. He received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. As I read the passage from the Acts of the Apostles, I was impressed with Paul's determination to continue his ministry under any circumstance, wherever he might be. The voyage to Rome was difficult and slow. The ship, which was headed for Rome, was destroyed, and the passengers had to stay on an island for survival for 3 months. But even while Paul was a prisoner and survivor on this island, he prayed and he healed the sick. He used the opportunity to preach about Jesus as our Savior. When he arrived at Rome, he continued his ministry. During the 2 years of his house arrest, he received all who came to him, preaching with complete assurance. We are told that he proclaimed the kingdom of God without hindrance. No matter where Paul was and what his circumstances were, he kept his mission always before him and proclaimed Jesus Christ as our Savior. By virtue of our baptism, we are also called to preach God's word, to proclaim by our word and by our very lives that Jesus is the Christ. This is a challenge, and for many of us, an even greater challenge now that we are so greatly affected by the coronavirus pandemic. For many of us, our regular schedule is extremely altered. Our regular contact with those we encounter on our jobs and in other places, and those with whom we have daily contact, may be limited. Our daily lifestyle is certainly different. Yet, we are still called to speak and live our commitment to Christ, no matter what our situation and no matter where we may be. We may be called to show more patience to the ones with whom we live, especially now when we are spending more time with one another. We may see a neighbor who needs help in obtaining food at the grocery. We may realize that some persons are lonely and would appreciate a phone call. We may be challenged to find creative ways to reach out to others in need and still observe the restrictions to ensure our safety and the safety of others. No matter where we are or what our circumstance, there is always the challenge to speak the good news of God's love and concern for each of us. These messages may be words, or they may be actions that speak louder than words. Maybe we need to renew our faith in God's providence and remind ourselves that God can bring good out of any situation. Maybe we will find it helpful to realize how all things work for the good of those who love God. And just maybe, these are the circumstances in which we are to devote ourselves to the good deeds for which God has designed for us to do at this time. Loving God, you desire that I be a syllable in proclaiming Jesus, the eternal word. Enable me to speak that syllable in word or action, and thereby help to bring about your kingdom of peace and love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.